This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Kroger will pay nearly $1.4 million in an opioid settlement reached Friday. CPR's Haley Sanchez reports the deal was made with a group of state attorneys general.
Colorado may get as much as $70 million as part of the settlement announced by state AG Phil Weiser. The deal only applies to states with Kroger stores, including its subsidiaries like King Soopers and City Market. According to Weiser, Colorado is on track to receive more than $700 million in settlements from the opioid crisis. He was joined by attorneys general from California, North Carolina, Oregon, Tennessee, Illinois, and Virginia. I'm Haley Sanchez, CPR News.
Front Range rail planners say they want to start with a bare-bones service to keep costs down. Trains would run between Pueblo and Fort Collins up to six times a day. Startup costs are estimated at $2 billion. Governor Jared Polis hopes to get a funding measure for the rail line to voters next year. It's September, which means fall colors are just around the corner. Dan West is an entomologist with the Colorado State Forest Service. He hopes Mother Nature cooperates and a snowstorm or frost does not knock the leaves down before the bright colors begin to really pop.
This state looks really good, so go for a drive. Keep driving past one pass to the next. If one doesn't look great, you'll probably be in awe of the next one. We really are just seeing really great conditions leading into the season.
West says this year's change may feel delayed compared to recent years. That's because drought causes leaves to change earlier. Peak season is expected at the end of this month and into early October. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. And speaking of fall weather, highs along the Front Range today are in the upper 60s with a chance of rain.